Okay, I will not publish your problem on the site. But I will bring little points because this is very important. Okay, story goes, you got married to a guy who turned out to be a complete jerk, and it was against your parents' will, and now you have kids, little girls, and everything is just bad, and you finally got a divorce, and there are loads and loads and loads of pending legal issues between the two of you. So this is like background info for whoever is listening to this problem. Now, the part about telling your daughters what their father did to you, and how that he's a jerk, and how that he's a bad man, and how that he's evil, and. That's a very bad strategy. I mean, like, it's a horrible strategy. First of all, they did not choose this man to be their father, but you chose him to be your husband. So it's not their fault. Second, when you destroy the father image in the eyes of your two little girls, how healthy do you think they will grow to be? They will be unstable, they will be insecure, and they will suffer like hell in their relationships. You know what? They will get attracted to the first jerk who comes along and shows some kindness and some tenderness, because they are looking for a father figure, not a husband. So if you go on with this plan and you tell them what a jerk their father is, you are just ruining their future. You are destroying their mental stability. And this is the worst thing that you can do. The worst thing. So please, for their sake, it is enough that they would grow up knowing that their mom and their dad hate one another. They do not need to know that they are unwanted. They do not need to suffer more than they already are suffering. So this is the part about telling them what kind of father he is. And then, there is the other part about you and all the legal stuff. Now, I really wish I could give you help with that, but you need a good lawyer. You need a goddamn good lawyer, because this is a lot. Missing passports and money and millions. I mean, I cannot even understand those things. So you need a lawyer to help you with that. And then there's this other thing, you know, about, you know, like the kids and their schools and so on. I can see that you are very keen on your daughters. The beginning of your message, you said you were about to commit suicide, and the only thing that stopped you was thinking of the girls. And then you are telling me that you are starved and you wear crap and you borrow money to eat just to keep the girls in a British school. And you said that you want them to have the best education ever. From what I'm reading, you are a good mother. But being a mother is not just about giving them a good education or feeding them. They need love and emotions. They need care and attention. Because let me tell you this. Now your marriage fell apart and you're bitter and you're angry, and as you said, you look old and you're gloomy and you're very unhappy. Don't let your daughters pay for that. Don't. I want you to divert all your negative feelings away from them. Otherwise, they would feel that it's their fault. And all kids go through that when their parents get divorced. They feel that it's their fault. They feel that mommy and daddy left one another because they did something bad, and they live with the guilt. If you snap at them, if you shout at them, if you hit them, they will believe that you never wanted them. They will feel unwanted. They will feel that you are unhappy because they are there. They're too young to understand that you're unhappy because you're unhappy. They wouldn't see it. They will just live in guilt. And at that age, this is where their self-esteem begins building up. So if they lose the self-esteem, if they don't feel like little princesses, if they don't feel valuable and worthy of love, guess what? They will get attracted to jerks and repeat your misery. So if you want to stop what happened to you from happening to them, you need to teach them about love, about pride, and about dignity. And the only way you do that is by embracing them, loving them, hugging them, kissing them, and being there for them. It is not about money. It is not about British schools. It is not about a standard of living. It is about the kind of emotions that they see and feel when they look at you. I understand that you're going through a lot. I understand that you hate your life and that you're miserable. But it's not their fault. Don't make them pay for it now. And don't make them repeat your mistakes in the future. So right now, I want your number one priority to be your daughters. And again, I'm not talking money, I'm talking love. They need your support and your love. Because suddenly, you have become their mother and their father. Now, I can understand that you want him to be responsible and you want him to pay and you want this and you want that. But that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You have no control over him. So I would rather you divert your energy from thinking of how nasty and dirty and what a jerk he is. And I want you to divert that energy into loving your kids and building a future for them. I do not want you to think of the £4 million. I do not want you to think of his aunt. I do not want you to think of all those vendettas and negative things. I know what I'm saying sounds like really impossible. But you have one of two options. You can continue being stuck in this horrible negative cycle, or you can just put an end to it. Say, okay, fine, I have wasted 4 years of my life with that jerk. He's not going to take one more day. End of story. And you move on. He could pay, not pay, whatever. Just move on. Just be happy that you have your two little girls with you and give them all the love that you can. And then there's another thing. You said that you're 34, but you look old and gloomy and what have you. Who's losing? In all that story that you told me, you're the only one who's losing. You're losing days and days and years of your life. You're losing your youth. You're losing your happiness. You're losing your positivity. You're just losing everything. And you know what? The next thing you're going to lose would be your girls. Think about what I just said. I know it's very hard to just throw away all this pain, but don't make them pay for your choices. Don't. Teach them how to love instead of teaching them how to hate. If the guy is a good father to them and they love him, don't ruin that. Don't ruin that. I want you to think about this, and I'm waiting for your phone call.